Jew comedians. I'll believe it when I see it.
You had a bunch of smoked meat and fucking Montreal.
Yeah, I kissed Leonard Cohen's grave.
Yeah, you fucking loser.
Yeah.
Adam was like,
this whole trip he's been trying to get us to go to Leonard Cohen's grave and watch this shitty Bob Dylan documentary.
He's been trying to watch the Bob Dylan documentary.
I don't want to start this.
Bob Dylan was actually really cool.
Bob Dylan rocked, dude.
Have you ever heard of Bob Dylan?
You're not even getting any. No.
I don't
He's
give a
fuck. Genius, and he's one of the few geniuses.
Who gives a fuck whether they agree with us or not?
Oh, now you're siding with
them, dude. Bob Dylan sucks.
He doesn't suck.
Bob Dylan sucks dick.
He doesn't.
He's
suck.
One of those things that like Jewish guys tried to make cool to prove that they're cool.
That's not true. A lot of people liked him other than just Jewish guys.
No. It's never once.
That's not true. Shut
never
up.
Been a single one.
Stop agreeing with Nick. He's not going to be friends
sing
with you.
Like this.
And my music's
all
just
my songs
nonsense
garbage.
He didn't sing like that his entire career.
Gay.
In the 70s, he sang a lot more straightforward country ballads.
And I love making music.
Okay, of course
that
sucks. That's
fucking
the style.
Bob Dylan, and my penis is
small, dude.
and a fucking gay bitch will watch my documentary.
It's a great documentary. You guys should watch it. I watched it alone in my bedroom today because they were making fun of Bob Dylan and making me feel bad for liking him. Also, you guys
should feel bad, Mom. My music
no,
sucks.
No, you should. You don't need to.
My music sucks dick, and your dick is small.
You watched the documentary when we first got to Toronto.
No, I turned it off because you were being disrespectful.
You've been watching the documentary now privately on your laptop for days on end.
It's a long documentary.
Are you lying? Is Nick lying?
And
it's 3 hours
from
long.
The documentary to listen to Bob Dylan and then call your dad and talk about it.
Mm-hmm. And I called for Shabbos. I didn't call for.
Yep.
Can we talk about Bob Dylan
again?
Let's
quickly.
I've cut my voice down. There's non-Jews here. We can secretly talk about Bob Dylan.
We know he sucks. Amongst each other, we can admit it. But have you been watching the documentary?
Have you been trying to watch the Bob Dylan documentary every Shabbos? Don't let your friends know that if you play it backwards, it says the Jews have a birthright in Israel.
I don't respect Palestinians. Trying to sneak in some saber rattling about Iran while you're there.
Bob Dylan has never made statements like that about the Israel-Palestine conflict.
Iran shot down that drone on purpose.
No, Bob Dylan has never.
It's an attack on Americans.
He made a lot of.
Shoot down our drones.
He made a lot of political songs, but they were about freeing boxers named Hurricane and stopping the war, okay? They weren't about
hold
Palestine.
On,
stop the Vietnam War and start a much different war in the
Middle
East.
Hold on a second. I just looked up Bob Dylan Israel, the first hit. Bob Dylan's embrace of Israel's war crimes.
That's fake news.
It's just...
It's just
controversially, musical genius Bob Dylan received the Nobel Prize for literature last week.
I'm sorry, he won the Nobel Prize.
Bob Dylan's embrace of Israel's war crimes.
And he dresses like the Quaker Oats guy, too.
He's changed his style up a lot of times, and right now he's doing more of a mariachi thing.
Well, you know...
It doesn't really say it because there's no clear connection between Israel and Bob Dylan.
These are the lyrics. Well, the neighborhood bully, he's just one man. His enemies say he's on their land. They got him outnumbered about 1,000,000 to 1. He got no place to escape to, no place to run. He's the neighborhood bully.
Whoa.
That's
his song about Israel.
A lot of people that age knew people from the Holocaust, and they tend to be more Zionists.
Anyway,
he's a man in his 70s. The point is, he performs
in Tel Aviv on June 20th, 2011, in defiance of a Palestinian call for a boycott.
2011, that was...
Bob Dylan's forgotten pro-Israel song revisited.
Yeah, this was more fun when we were pretending Bob Dylan was this guy. I kind of only jokingly dislike Bob Dylan, but this is a fucking nightmare.
It's not a nightmare.
I mean... To acknowledge that Israel is the neighborhood bully and then defend the neighborhood bully because people were mean to him.
Israel National News has an article called
Bob
Dylan's five most Jewish moments. Some good stuff.
These are fake websites set up by Israel to make it look like Bob Dylan thinks they're cool.
Anyways, guys,
the Times of Israel, Bob Dylan.
We promised to ruin Toy Story 4. And we
say what happens at the end.
Oh yeah.
No.
Don't hurt her feelings.
I'm not gonna do it. I can't.
She sounds so sweet.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I legitimately was.
Yeah, look up the Neighborhood Bully. It's a very pro-Israel song. Anyway, any more brainwashing you want to try and do, Adam?
It's not brainwashing to like Bob Dylan.
I think it is.
All right.
Name one good song of his.
There's plenty of good songs.
Name one.
Simple Twist of Fate.
Nope. Sucks. Next. Next. Name another one.
I'm not going to play
just
this game.
Name one, then. So you admit he has no good songs?
No, because you're going to say that
Do
it
you
sucks.
Admit it?
I don't admit it.
Well, then name a song. Should be easy. There's so many good ones, right, Adam?
There
one
are a
more.
Lot
just
of good
Just do
ones.
One more, dude.
You're going to say it sucks.
No, I won't. Say one more.
A Hard Rain's going to fall.
No! Wrong. Trash!
Old Town Road?
That's you didn't song. Do that.
I'm gonna take my old road.
I'm gonna take my horse
right on the road
to Palestine. Oh. I'm gonna commit atrocities.
Everybody says that road belonged to them.
Well, you know what else, Nick?
But maybe they shouldn't have had a war about it if it did.
No, shut up.
Six
I'm
countries
gonna take my gun to Palestine. I'm gonna shoot a child flying a kite.
Yeah. Pretty good. That was pretty good.
Well, it's just Bob Dylan is a good songwriter. I mean, I'm not
that's
a genius.
That's why he's
a Nobel laureate. Kite and child. We didn't say he doesn't know how to write a song. It's just the songs themselves.
Also, I don't care what Bob Dylan's politics are. Also, Nick and Stop said that Neil Young is really bad.
No, that's not what
they
we
were
said.
Saying that before the show. And I said, he's a national hero.
No.
And we should.
Never
we should
said
name
Neil,
more
I
shit
Neil
in
Young's,
Canada after Neil.
I said Neil Young's lyrics
after
are nonsense,
Neil.
But Neil Young is great.
Shut up.
Which is,
shut
which
up.
Is true.
No. Boo this man.
No, it's true.
Fuck
Neil
Young
is great, but his lyrics are nonsense.
Fuck both Bob Dylan and Neil Young.
Neil Young has no idea what he's saying. No.
You can all suck my nuts, you fucking Canadians who love Neil Young. Oh. Fuck him. He sings stupid too. Doesn't he have a high ass voice?
Yes, they both sing stupid, but that doesn't mean that they don't mean it.
I'm fucking Neil Young.
That's
and
not how he sings.
And all my shit sucks.
Yeah.
Almost as much as Bob
You're
Dylan's.
Singing... No, he's making. And Stop, of course, is making fun of the lead singer of another Canadian institution, Rush. Yeah. Okay.
Boo. No, Rush rules. Rush,
Rush
rocks,
is great.
Dude.
Rush is awesome.
Boo.
Getting my dick sucked by a
the
demon.
The best politics of all the people mentioned.
Going to the future to get my penis sucked.
Shit rule. And a guitar solo? Come on, dude. That shit rocks.
Finding a goblin in hell and sucking his dick. Rush!
And then that guy just...
That's
the fucking
just,
drummer
that's,
rules.
That's Rush from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. That's just Geddy Lee in that Aqua Teen Hunger Force episode.
Yeah, that's good shit.
Where they do the birthday song.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what... might be even less effort than this show is that fucking just purely a product of like let's smoke too much weed and then just produce the worst ideas we have.
I love that shit
and it's hilarious.
We should do that tonight,
which is similar to how Neil Young operates. Aqua Teen Hunger Force is very similar to Neil Young. No.
Adam, stop, man.
You're trying too hard with that and it's
we
just
had
not
a whole nice
work.
Thing we did songs about how much Bob Dylan sucks.
Yeah,
what
you're
do you
just
got?
Trying to get people to boo.
Which is pretty fucked
which
up.
Which is fucked up if you think
okay,
about it.
Okay, let's stop getting in an argument.
What you're trying to do is control the entertainment industry.
Yeah, everyone gave those jewel flashies in the... Okay.
Stop jeweling places. It's disrespectful.
Yeah, you got to stop jeweling.
No, it's...
Shut up.
Fuck.
I'm about to fight you motherfuckers, dude. There's too much attitude in Ottawa. I don't know, you fucking... You think you're in the
okay,
capital
let's,
or something?
Let's bring it back. Let's bring it back to something we can all agree on.
I got to go see a 78-year-old man mumble his songs.
I'm a thing is small.
He bets he's
gay.
Not even... Apparently, they're
I'm
like...
I'm fucking gay.
I text my friend...
My thing is small. This one goes out to Adam.
Somebody said you're a fucking loser.
No, that's not true. Oh, yeah. My God. If he said that, it would hurt my feelings.
Adam Friedland. Hey,
somebody
is a
told
bitch.
Me your story, and I have to say, you sound like a fucking loser to me.
This is the story of the faggot man. The gayest man I've ever seen.
What a beautiful new era
well, what
in the podcast.
I text my friend because he saw an earlier show on this run, and he said, he's like, dude, Bob is back. He's trying to sing again because he's been mumbling like the last 10 years at concerts. Mm-hmm. He's just been mumbling all the songs. He's like, dude, he's singing again, and he plays guitar on 2 songs. Wow. And I got so hyped.
How old is this motherfucker?
78.
Wow. Bernie age?
I guess Bernie age. Yeah, exactly. Come on. You can't make fun of me.
Fuck.
Right?
You got me, dude.
I got you, dude.
You got me on the
technicality. It's just like voting for Bernie. It's just as brave and bold.
No, because Bernie wasn't doing drugs. He was shooting hoops. Mm. While Bob Dylan was saying the N-word, by the way, in his songs. Cancel yeah. him.
He
Cancel
said
him.
It in the Hurricane songs.
Cancel him.
Literally no difference between Bob Dylan and Amanda Palmer.
That's right.
They're the same artist.
No, exactly that's not true at all, dude. No, but there's like a lot of grime music that plays that's pretty sick that I should Shazam while I watch mm-hmm, it.
Of course.
And then tell people I found it on my own.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You suck.
I'm joking, dude. I only did that once.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah,
Adam
here's
a
gay.
Guy. There's a guy named Adam, and he watches a British show.
No, I joked.
Shazam's
joke.
Lyrics.
Drake produces it.
Shazam this, you fucking asshole. And Adam's just shazamming, and he's like, "What Bob Dylan song is this?" Everyone's singing along.
They all know the lyrics.
They handed out the lyrics to everyone.
It's under every seat except for mine. Yeah, there's a page.
Everyone's like, "Adam's an asshole," with their lighters out. He's a fucking loser. And we
that
all
would be,
remember
would...
the way the girls sang. In the summer of love, whatever bullshit songs.
Yeah, that's not.
What's the best
bullshit.
Bob Dylan song?
What's the best one?
Yeah, like what's a good one?
I don't know. I mean, there are so many to choose.
You're only allowed to be into Bob Dylan from the age of like 14 to 17.
No, that's not true, dude. There's so much different Bob Dylan. I think age, you're into the folk stuff. And I think as you get more mature, you get more into the rock stuff. And then you get into the Christian stuff, and that's being
he
a
has
man.
Christian stuff.
Being a man is getting into the Christian stuff. Yeah, dude. The three Christian albums.
Being
I think
a man is all about doing the same exact things you did at 14 years old,
playing Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah.
You just got to remember certain moments to make you happy.
That's true.
Doesn't mm-hmm. have to be the whole game.
That's all so. That memories are, man.
Just moments,
it's just moments, brother. And we're filling in narrative to make them into stories.
Don't
man.
You dare talk. Like Bob Dylan about my actual thoughts.
Listen, brother.
Do not
listen, brother.
Do not try and make my profound thoughts sound gay by
memories
talking like
are
Bob
just
Dylan.
Lies, brother.
That's not. I didn't
so
know.
What you, what's your point then? That Bob Dylan is as dumb as Stav, but not as funny.
Yeah. No.
Wow,
yeah,
great job. The guy you're paying to go see.
That's right.
And a less
Whatever,
funny version
dude.
Of
we
your
saw,
friend.
You and I went to go see nah, fucking Paul Simon together. Show. It's cool to see old men play music before
they die. I like
they
Paul
die.
Simon.
I like. Like Bob Dylan.
Paul Simon's better than Bob Dylan.
Yeah. I like them both. Sorry.
No,
so fucking sue me.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I went to see Tool last week.
See, that's a band from, you know, the 90s.
Are they the ones that...
Age appropriate.
Or am I thinking of
No,
Cake?
That's Tool. You should be 10 years older.
Come on, you're out of your fucking
you're
mind.
You're Gen X, Nick.
No, there's plenty
you're
of
You're Gen
people.
X. I'm okay
there
boomer.
Plenty, there are plenty of fucking 30-year-olds that listen to Tool.
I'm okay boomer. You're Gen X. And Stav is Gen
I'm a zoomer,
Z.
Dude.
Yeah, Stav's yeah. Gen Z.
And then you get all the Pokemon cards.
And you make a fortune on Pokemon cards.
And then you kill your fucking self.
You
somebody stole your Pokemon.
But then you have gay sex.
Adam just crying like, yeah, yes, the best music, my favorite music.
Dude, we're
just weeping.
I like Bob Dylan.
Dead ass.
I like Bob Dylan. This is awesome, dude. I just like Bob Dylan. I'm sorry.
Dude, when we were in Canada,
I did
that. Bullied you into not watching the Bob
No,
Dylan.
I had to go to my room.
And then I played it. Just storming off to your bedroom and then closing the door and then hearing like the...
You guys didn't...
Here, I'll use the effects pad for that.
Yeah. You didn't understand... I didn't cry. I didn't cry for
Dad,
the...
Dad, it's me, Adam. They're making fun of me for listening to Bob Dylan.
I didn't cry from the bullying. I cried from the sounds.
The music.
The songs.
Making fun of me for listening to Bob Dylan.
How long have we been going? I gotta go to therapy.
They said I'm gay.
Oh, wow. Looks like two of us are in therapy, Nick.
That's right.
Looks like you're outnumbered.
They said I'm Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah,
sucks.
Nick should go to therapy.
No.
Yes, you should.
Incorrect. That is the incorrect answer.
Can you just promise us once Luigi's Mansion's done, you'll start therapy?
I'm already done with Luigi's Mansion.
You'll never go to therapy, man.
He's never going
to
do it.